97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids local newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices rose 15.2 cents per gallon over the last week, the average across the state on Monday landing at $4.52 per gallon. This is 80.3 cents higher than a month ago and $1.54 higher than this time last year. Officials at GasBuddy say oil prices are climbing again after the meeting between President Trump and Xi Jinping, president of the People's Republic of China, failed to produce a breakthrough on Iran. Global oil inventories are trending toward historically tight levels, and markets remain extremely sensitive to geopolitical developments and potential supply disruptions. GasBuddy officials say these factors result in volatile gasoline and diesel prices. As we get closer to Memorial Day, any sustained increase in oil prices could start to push retail fuel prices higher again in the weeks ahead. Wisconsin's State Patrol Click It or Ticket campaign is underway now through May 31st. This annual campaign encourages motorists to buckle up to prevent fatal crashes and injuries. Wearing a seatbelt is one of the most effective ways to protect drivers and passengers from injury or death in a crash. The city of Wisconsin Rapids will have a ceremony on Thursday this week to formally proclaim the city as a Purple Heart City. Mayor Matt Zacher will host the ceremony on May 21st from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Elks Lodge. Wisconsin Rapids has met the criteria established by the Military Order of the Purple Heart. This designation honors local veterans who have received the Purple Heart Medal. Recipients are invited to participate in the event to be recognized for their service and sacrifice, and the event is open to the public. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin is ready to handle any federal election investigation, even as questions come about FBI activity in the state. Evers says he hasn't been briefed on any widespread probe, but insists safeguards are in place to protect election integrity. Reports say federal agents have been asking questions in Milwaukee about how elections work and looking into claims about the 2020 vote. The FBI has not explained the scope or purpose of its activity, and some officials have called the situation unusual. 23 previously rejected ballots in Madison are now being counted after a court order. A judge ruled the ballots should be included, and the State Elections Commission signed off on the results late last week. Supporters say the decision protects voters who did nothing wrong, while a lawsuit is still moving forward on behalf of nearly 200 affected voters. That case claims the city violated their voting rights and is seeking damages. A lawsuit challenging the legality of ICE detainers must remain under the jurisdiction of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The ruling rejected an attempt by five county sheriffs to move the case to federal court. The lawsuit contends that honoring an ICE detainer constitutes an arrest. Police in Wisconsin can't make arrests based on certain ICE warrants. The ACLU previously alleged ICE sends detainers for people with no criminal records and people who have charges pending in Wisconsin courts. And police in the Badger State will be closely watching your shoulder. If you're driving in Wisconsin, expect more seatbelt enforcement as a statewide safety campaign gets underway. The Click It or Ticket effort runs through May 31st with extra patrols and a focus on getting drivers and passengers to buckle up. Officials say crashes last year involving people without seatbelts led to 145 deaths and more than 1,800 injuries. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Cubs and the Crew tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 2 of the Cubs and Brewers at Wrigley Field. The Brewer bats were hot last night. Jeff Levering.
Jake Bowers now. And a drive to right. This ball is hammered way back and gone. A three-run shot.
shot for Bowers, and the Brewers have put up a snowman at Wrigley. My, oh my, was that ball touched.
That made it 8-0 Milwaukee. The Brewers with a 9-3 win at the friendly confines. Pat Murphy.
Bowers was incredible again. He's been swinging the bat incredibly good, and Churio and Vaughn, and Frelick gets the big hit there. Joey Ortiz had a great game.
The Cubs would not score until the fifth against Brandon Sproat.
You know, their guys, Sproat's good at is keeping the ball on the ground. That's what he's been good at. That's when he's had success this year. That's what he's done. It was a night that the ball needed to be in the air, and he kept it on the ground.
That's Cubs manager Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
A few lingering showers this morning, then mostly cloudy. It's going to be a little breezy and cool with temperatures hovering in the upper 50s to low 60s here for most of the day. Tonight, partly cloudy, will drop to around 41. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right around 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.